Season 2, Episode 1. Are you happy to see me? The head prostitute from the Mustang Ranch and I said goodbye to the nice young hottie from the little town we stopped at in Nevada. It took us a few hours to get to Los Angeles. Once we got to L.A., we went straight to see Dennis. We met him at the Polo Lounge, which is a famous restaurant that caters to the entertainment industry and wealthy people, inside the Beverly Hills Hotel, on Sunset Boulevard and Beverly Drive. To say the least, I was somewhat annoyed and pissed off at Dennis, the warlock from the sorcerer's shop, for hooking me up with a brothel in Las Vegas. I was tired and agitated about the whole thing. Plus, I was exhausted from driving. The Haitian prostitute and I walked into the Polo Lounge, and there was Dennis, sitting, waiting for us at the table. We sat down and ordered drinks. We were seated so that Dennis was sitting in the middle. The problem was he was catching up with the head prostitute, and his head was turned facing toward her. They were very excited to see each other. His back was toward me, and I felt like I was being ignored. Actually, my blood was boiling over at that point. I didn't say a word. I just got up and walked out on the both of them. I walked several miles to my girlfriend's apartment in West Hollywood. That's the last time I saw Dennis the warlock or the Haitian prostitute. So far, I walked out on Don the Sorcerer, Dennis the Warlock, the Haitian prostitute. That seemed to be a reoccurring theme for me. I really wasn't in my right mind. I was 18, and I was severely depressed since I was about 15, but I didn't know it. Not to mention the sorcerer Don, who sat on me doing some type of exorcism in Latin over me, having me repeat the phrases in Latin back. The sex magic rituals Dennis and I performed probably also affected me, considering he was secretive about the purpose of these sex rituals. Those experiences opened up my psyche, and my personality changed in many ways. I've known I was a witch since I was about 12, but this was on a whole other level. I started to astral project or leave my body all the time. When I would start to go back into my body, I would constantly be attacked by these entities that wanted to scare me to death so that they could slip into my body and take it over. Lying there, I would imagine Jesus, and I could feel pink love energy enter into my solar plexus and spread through my whole body. The demons couldn't handle the light and would pop or explode into nothingness. There's so much I want to describe about leaving my body. You might think I was on heavy drugs at the time, but I mostly smoked weed. When I would leave my body, I would have to go through these very strong winds. Once I passed the winds, I could see a long tunnel, and at the end of the tunnel, a very bright light. I would go through the winds into the light. Once I got to the light, I was immersed in the light. I felt safe, love, peace. It's somewhere that I didn't want to leave. I had traveled through the winds and the tunnel many times to get to the light. I recall one time that I was so sure I was going to stay in the light. I was at such peace, and I never wanted to leave. But I heard an elderly female voice tell me that I couldn't stay there. I had to go back, because it wasn't my time yet. So off I went, back into my body, a lot of times with great difficulty. I would need to make sure my soul body aligned with my physical body so that I could just float or sink back into my flesh. My body would be as stiff as a corpse at times. It was quite a feat to get back in. Once I was in, my soul would warm my body, and I would become alive again. Easy for me to say. I'm relieved I'm done with the first season of this part of my life. Between Don the Sorcerer, Dennis the Warlock, and the Haitian prostitute from the Mustang Ranch, I'm moving on. In season two, I'm going to tell you about a particular man by the name of Robert, or Bob if you will, and certain events that took place. It was the early 1980s. There was a famous pool hall, Barney's Beanery, in West Hollywood, California, a few miles from where I lived with my parents. Since I was about 15 years of age, I started playing pool. In fact, I skipped the first year of high school and went to the pool hall across the street from the high school. My boyfriend Jeff at the time taught me how to play, and I became very good at it. I forged my mother's absentee notes for a year until I got caught. I would frequent Barney's Beanery, play mostly men, make small wagers, and usually win. One night, I was at Barney's until it closed down. It was about 2 a.m., and everybody was leaving. I saw this tall, good-looking man standing there across the room. Mind you, before I go on, I would like to reiterate that I was lost, lonely, and depressed. I'm not making excuses, just conveying the facts as I remember them. Definitely out of character, not myself, I saw Bob standing there from across the room. It looked as though he had a gun in his pants. So, coyly, I asked him if that was a gun in his pants, or if he was happy to see me, which is a famous line from an old 1930s movie starring the blonde bombshell Mae West. Bob was pretty good looking, about 6'2", slender, hazel green almond shaped eyes, nice cheekbones, and lips like Mick Jagger. He came up to me, we started conversing, and I gave him my phone number.